The amendment gives automatic restoration of voting rights to people with a felony in their past, except for those convicted of murder or sexually violent offenses. But there are areas of uncertainty when it comes to who can re-register.
When someone calls our office and says, "Am I eligible to re-register?" our answer, unfortunately, right now is, "We're not really sure."
Paul Lux is Okaloosa County's supervisor of elections and is president of the state's Association of Supervisors. He says one area of confusion is what it means to complete all terms of a sentence and whether that does or doesn't include things like paying restitution and fines.
I always draw upon my own experience for this just to kind of drive the point home. And what I explain to people is this. During Hurricane Ivan, I lost a fair section of my roof. I contracted with somebody to put a new roof on my house. I gave them $4,000. They did not put a roof on my house. When they went to jail, they were told, "Give Paul Lux back his $4,000. They're no longer in jail. Paul Lux still doesn't have his $4,000. So if that person walks into my office to register tomorrow, do I accept the registration or don't I accept the registration?
Also relating to completion of sentences are conditions like community service and probation. Lee Adams heads the State Department of Corrections Bureau of Admission and Release.
We can tell you, when someone has successfully completed supervision by having completed all conditions of that supervision. In other words, they did everything they were supposed to do and they got off supervision. What we don't know is we have cases where, as I explained before, for various reasons, supervision is terminated and the person has not completed everything. Well, obviously, what happens after that, we have no way of knowing.
Second Judicial Circuit State Attorney Jack Campbell says those in his role would have the burden of answering that question. And he says the legwork would be exhaustive.
I'm going to have to do an individual investigation into every named offender. I'm going to have to run probably through all of them through FCIC, NCIC, which is the state and the national database, look at every place that they've committed a crime, and then go and individually look through every case, try to contact the victims individually, find out if they were otherwise paid restitution.
There are other points of uncertainty as well. One is definitions of murder other than first degree, like vehicular homicide, and whether people convicted of such things are eligible. Finally, Lux says when applicants ask about their eligibility, supervisors do not have a place to get that information. In an exchange, House Judiciary Committee Chair Paul Renner and Ninth Judicial Circuit Chief Judge Frederick Lawton brought up a key point. Do the formerly incarcerated even have something tangible to show for finishing a sentence?
If I pay off a car loan, I get a satisfaction, right? Or a mortgage, but does an inmate that's served 20 years get something that says your debt's been paid? Chief?
Mr. Chair, I think the short answer is no. There is not a document that says you have completed your sentence.
Renner spoke with reporters after the joint meeting. Based on everything he heard, he says the goal is to make things more uniform.
I think the goal of interoperability and data fidelity, where someone can walk out of prison or walk out of their probation office when their sentence is complete and have that certificate, and everybody sees that across all the agencies that are involved, not just in voting, but occupational licensing and serving on a jury, running for office, any of these things, I think is where we want to go.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.